David, first of all, pleasure to have a chance to sit down and visit. No shortage of issues in ag today or in the seed business.
For sure, Don, and it's great to be here. I joined Syngenta back in June. I don't know that you and I have had a chance to catch up since that time, but certainly we've been hard at work at trying to solve some of these major challenges.
So what do you see as some of those challenges top of the list for the grower?
Well, no doubt. Today it's about whether or not they can make a profit on that acre. And if you're renting ground, it's a very difficult space today. So we're focused so much on how do we help them pair up the right set of inputs, whether that's the right hybrid or variety, coupled with the right crop protection inputs so that they can squeeze out every nickel on that acre. And we're fortunate that we've got some great technologies that will allow them to optimize their output, optimize their return on investment.
So what approach are growers taking to the traits and technologies, particularly in a tight economy?
Yeah, no doubt they're looking they're scrutinizing their inputs more. And, that makes sense. So you're seeing a bit of a trade down on corn technologies, where in the past, perhaps, folks were chasing the top-end yield and using multi-stack hybrids. Now they're only looking for the inputs that are required on their operation. So that's one thing. I think on soybeans, it's yet to be known because there's so many new traits on the marketplace and they're after weed control. But I think they're scrutinizing that too, really looking at the genetic package, making sure that they've got the right genetics for the acre, and then they're choosing a trait package that has that. And we're fortunate, Don, that we have a wide variety of trait package options in soybeans, all with great genetics.
We've got, at least in our neck of the woods, a lot of indecision still on what those acres are going to go to, and certainly we can put a lot of different crops in our part of the world. Are you finding that indecision throughout the industry?
Yeah, we are, and I like to call 2018 the year of overtime. And if you think about it, a football analogy, you get another possession. I believe this business this year is 30 days extended from a normal year. Farmers are faced with indecision. Maybe not on their whole farm, certainly, but maybe on the last 15 or 20% of those acres. So our encouragement to our team is make sure that we're helping connect our dealers and our agronomists to the farm so that we're helping them make that best decision for them.
We sit here and talk about a lot of these issues that are short-term getting into this 18 growing season. You've got to look at this at a long-term vision. How do you see that from a Syngenta standpoint?
Yeah, great, great question. And that's one of the reasons I joined Syngenta, because we have that long view. A farmer has to take a long view in their operation. No 2 years are the same. For us, we have to look over a 15, 20-year horizon, because that's what it takes in order to take something from ideation to commercialization. And, as we look long term, we think the demand profile is really good. So we're going to have more mouths to feed. We've got a change in consumer diet, consumer preference. We've got to create those technologies that are the enabler so that we can, feed the growing population. So, huge task, but also, one that we're focused on. At the same time, it's about how do we enable quicker, better decisions. So it's the convergence of biotechnology, chemistry, and digitalization so that we can help, farmers make quicker, better, faster, more economical decisions.
It's interesting when you say the digitization. Data seems to be driving a lot of this.
Data is driving a lot of this. And, I would say we're hiring more mathematicians than we are salespeople. And I mean that. So we're hiring people with the capability of really understanding how to take, that biomolecular marking capability that we have that understands a corn genome so that we can produce or create, the right hybrids moving forward. This takes, a lot of data, and it takes a lot of expertise. Certainly that's a huge part of what we're doing, but it's also the same on the farm. So if you think about, the farmer's goal is not to acquire all this data, but it's to turn it into real-time decisions. And that's a big part of our investment now and what we're focused on to help the farmer of the future.
You've been real generous for your time. Appreciate it.
Don, thank you, and thanks for what you do.